The parkway would be shut down next June 6th until the last biker makes it up the mountain. After they complete a mile-plus swim at Carvin's Cove, Lisa Brandon is a spokesperson for the National Park Service. She says the roadway would have to be closed in both directions.
2,500 cyclists in the span of a few hours, all of the support vehicles and logistics involved with producing an event like that would make a full closure the safest.
The NPS will consider those comments through November 22nd and then make a decision on the parkway closure request from the Ironman organization. Keats McGonigal is the regional senior director for Ironman.
We're all about creating unique experiences for our athletes and giving them something that's aspirational that they can shoot for in terms of something that's truly memorable.
McGonigal does say the National Park Service has been great to work with on their application to shut down the Blue Ridge Parkway in that segment for a few hours. Want to weigh in? See a link to the comment page on the NPS website on our Facebook page or website. Gene Marano, WFIR News.